This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we take you back to the 2018 Midwest Music Fest for Jaden James and The Hunger. Based out of Minneapolis, the band's raw funk and soul sound is the perfect complement to Jaden James's gravelly vocals. KQAL's Willard Hike sat down with the band to talk about their influences, their sound, and what the future holds. So in case you missed their performance at Midwest Music Fest, here's Willard Hike with Jaden James and The Hunger on the Live Feed.
Devil is here, and I said, I'm here for you now. I met Ronald Reagan once, and we ate fresh in my van, feeling like I'm a man.
I've been losing it. I've been losing it.
I'm Willard Hike here at Midwest Music Fest in downtown Winona with Jaden James and The Hunger. Do you guys want to go around and kind of introduce yourselves real quick?
Well, my name is Jaden James, and I'm the lead singer of this wonderful band called The Hunger.
I'm Jason, the basement. I'm the professional wrestler in the group.
Nice!
Scotty Montan, guitar player.
Awesome. So start by giving listeners kind of a general overview of your sound. What kind of stuff do you guys make?
Raw funk, aggressive soul, stuff that makes you feel good, stuff that'll make you cathart all over the place. Any other things you want to say about that, gentlemen? Great, that one's answered. Stories, songs.
Stories and songs.
Nice. You said you play this kind of funky sound with some soul. Tell me about why you guys like that kind of music.
That kind of music is universal, so it, like, speaks to anybody. Anybody can come to the show. Everybody's welcome. Yeah.
It's music from the heart for people with hearts and robots. No. It's for people that want to feel something, right? This music's been forever. That's what music's about.
It's music with some groovy rhythms. People like to move and dance to rhythms.
I was going to say, do you guys know Alex Rossi? He's kind of a musician from Minneapolis. He was at Edge the other night, and though his recorded music isn't as funky, his sets are pretty funky. I mean, he had that whole place, like, move. It was awesome. So I agree with you. It's people from all, you know, all walks of life and all backgrounds. It gets all, you know, it's something everyone can kind of come together on, funk music and dance music. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. How'd you, and this one, it can be kind of answered individually by everyone. How'd you get started with music?
Music's very important in my family, and it's just been my language since I can remember. It's the world I live in is music. So it just, I don't know if there was a starting point, it just is.
This is Jason the Basement, professional wrestler. I got started with music with a pair of drumsticks and a bicycle wheel playing along to Beach Boys songs.
Yeah, second what James says, I've been playing guitar for a long time now, and it's really important.
Who are some musicians that influence your sound?
Etta James, James Brown, Marina Abramovich, Frank Sinatra, Big Bird, Ray Charles, Patsy Cline, Sum 41.
Elton John and The Clash.
Frank Zappa, Buddy Guy, Howlin' Wolf, Captain Beefheart. Awesome. Jaden James.
That's awesome. Have you guys been over here to Winona before?
Heck yeah. We played at Ed's a few times. And I love Ed's No Name. The last time we played, it was a $5 cover, and people jumped over the fence in the back to get in. Oh. And then at some point, there was a lizard on stage with us. So Winona knows how to party. Love it here in the Valley.
The Deep South.
Makes it weird, but I want to make it work. I ain't doing it here.
you like my band? Do you like my hair? These are my guitar brothers over here. Do you know what I'm talking about?
the bass. We started this band. Y'all know bad things happen. Turns out you're just a bitch and that man. Gonna play hard and be yourself.
What's something that you hope listeners take away from your music?
I really hope that they got to connect and they got to, like I said, have a catharsis. You come, I mean, we live in the Midwest. We're the Midwest Music Fest. And my music's very, like, confrontational. Like, you have to face a lot of stuff. You're hearing my diary. You're hearing who I am. You're hearing who these people are through this music. They're expressing themselves. So I really hope that people come to the show and they can express themselves. You know, like, let your freak flag fly, because when you don't, when you just keep all your demons in, then that's where you get weird. And I want you to come be weird with us and safe for the rest of society.
I hope that they just take away one memory of being happy at our show. If they think back a week or a month or a year later and they can remember our show and having a good time at it, that makes me happy, because I've been to a lot of shows where I walk away and a week later I don't even remember anything about it. So the shows you walk away from and you remember, you know, something special happened.
Yeah, every note means something, so I know we're all putting everything into every single note. So if somebody has a moment that they remember that they can take with them, that's really special and that means everything.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any particular process behind making your music?
I like to get really depressed and angry. I like to pretend like I'm gonna date boys. Then I never do. I like to talk to my mom and be alone. I love being alone to write, and I love being out in nature and just reflection, self-reflection, processing the life that I'm living that only I as an individual can live. But I'm not special, because there's 6 billion of us and we're all, you know, there's like a bunch of people that are living very similarly to me. That's the process.
I like to have a cup of coffee and go down to the basement and see what my fingers do.
Yeah, I'm just always happy to pick up a guitar, so whenever I get a chance to do that, process starts getting rolling from there. Then working with these folks.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's James and the Hunger up to in terms of projects, tours? What's going on with you guys?
So we just got out of Future Condo with John Miller. John Miller was the former co-owner of Secret Stash, which is Sunday Night in the Lakers, RIP. And, no, seriously, I mean, like, we love Sunny. And, so we got out. We just did 3 songs with the hopes that we're going to do a full length this summer. We're going to put some vinyl out. And I actually, this band that I have, we just put the new lineup out just like a month ago. So this is our second show. It was 2 weeks. It wasn't a month. This is our second show with this lineup, this new lineup. So that's been a big project. And like, we're going to the moon soon. So we're going to the moon tour.
That's it?
Yeah. Future Condo. Uh-huh.
I like it.
This next one was written by a man. His name is Sam Harvey Carlson. And he is in. He was in Sunday Night in the Lakers. Raise your hand if you know Sunday Night. Yes. Some of the Lakers are here in town, or they will be back in town tomorrow. And anyway, this is a song called Sooner or Later, and I feel very honored to be able to do it and to also work in Sam and other capacities. Sooner or Later, you got it. Woo! Give it up for Zane Parker.
Oh.
The destruction is known, yeah. The destination is not. It's only your hand I hold. The only love that I've got. Oh! I'm an empress, I'm crude. I'm wild woman, I thought you knew. I'll pay my price, I'll sacrifice. My soul's my gun. My heart's my knife. My knife. What do I do? And I cut it up, and I chop it up, and I give it up, cause I got it like, cause you got it like that. Oh, yes, I do. And I slice. Disappear now into Winona. Don't you worry, I've got you. No connections, no wires, just to you and me and all my filthy desires. You know. And I cut it up, I chop it up, I give it up, cause I got it like, cause I got it like. And I fire, oh, I fired her, cause she got it like that. Here we are now, it's the end of the night. I hope you have a safe drive home. Please drive safely. Please love immensely. Know that I love you for being here and that you are part of this moment for eternity. I got your back. I feel love. I no longer feel bloated from the China buffet that I had earlier today. Earlier today. The destruction is known. The destination is that. It's only your hand I hold. The only love that I've got. I'll pay my price. I'll sacrifice myself, my God. My heart, my life. And I slice it up, and I dice it up, and I fire it up, cause I got it like, cause I got it like, yeah, cause I got it. Thank you, Winona. Thank you so much for staying out in the cold with us. I hope you get home safe. I love you.
Where can listeners learn more about you guys?
They can find us on Bandcamp, but we won't be on there for very long. We're going to move to Spotify with the new material because it's just time for us to expand. But really, you should be finding us at our website, jjandthehunger.com, so you can keep up with our shows. You can see our beautiful music videos. And you can also find us on Facebook, Jaden James and the Hunger. Make sure you spell it the right way. Otherwise, you're going to find a different lady. It's Jaeden James and the Hunger.
Once again, I'm Willard Hike here at Midwest Music Fest in downtown Winona.
Willard!
Thanks so much for joining us, guys. I'm looking forward to your set.
Thanks again to Jaden James and The Hunger for joining us on tonight's live feed. More information about the band can be found at jjandthehunger.com. KQAL would also like to thank all who make the Midwest Music Fest such a success. You've been listening to Willard Hike with Jaden James and The Hunger on the live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.